gathering me here at Stereo Sonic 2015 as part of Electric for Life Day at the Atlanta stage. I'm with the one and only Marlo. He has just come off stage. Thank you so much for finishing your set and coming straight here. I really appreciate that.
Oh man, it's absolutely amazing to be a part of it. The Atlanta stage today was insane and yeah, I had the best time.
So I'm going to start with a really important question and one which I wish everyone would ask me. Would you like a beer?
Would I like a beer? I'd love one.
Can we get some beers? Hey, come on. All right, I'm gonna have one too. So we're just gonna say cheers because that was a fucking awesome set. I really enjoyed it. I loved hearing a bit of Marcel Woods' Advance about 10 minutes before the end.
That's actually my own remix of it. So
it's like, is it new or am I just very behind the times in not hearing it?
It came out like 6 months ago.
Okay. Bit of an embarrassing moment. I should have heard that and I should have been supporting it.
I'll send it to you straight away.
Get it over to me. It's going to be on next week's EFL. So I'm kind of always interested to know, because I always think about this myself. With a set like that, how much do you kind of prepare in advance and how much is off the cuff? I used to be very much like, you know, have a vodka and just work it out on the day. And then I was like, I'd want to prepare it in advance. How much do you go on the crowd? How much do you prepare it?
Okay, so basically every club set I do, I don't prepare at all.
Totally off the cuff.
I just go off the vibe in the room. But a big event like this, what I do now is I make a short list of say 30 or 40 tracks, and then I still play off the moment, but I have a sort of list of tracks that I know will work.
So you kind of have a plan, but you know you're going to change the plan at some point.
Exactly.
I kind of find that's the best way for big events. It's like somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously, like, you know, being a native Australian, do you find the crowds here are like very different to the rest of the world? Do you get kind of a different reception here than, you know, to playing elsewhere?
Look, what I always say is like every crowd in the world is as similar as they are different. So some people might dance differently or whatever, but I think the uniting factor of why we're all in this is because music brings people together, right?
100%. I'll answer that.
Right. So people pay their ticket to go to an event to forget their worries of that week or that month or whatever, and to share something they love with people they don't know. And I love being a part of that.
You know what? Next time I'm asked that question, I'm going to answer that way. Like, what an amazing answer. Like, I think you've just summed up why we're here, why everyone out there is here, and why everyone at home is listening to this. Wow, that's amazing.
I hope so. I mean, I got into this as a clubber myself. I used to go out every week, and I loved it because I felt like I was part of a community, and strangers really do become best friends. Like, it's really cool.
I think it's hard as well. When you start traveling a lot and you're kind of like staying in these great hotels and you're getting to be on stage, it's kind of easy to forget where we came from. And I was the same as you. I was a clubber before I got into this. And I think the fact that you still remember where you came from and why you got into it. And, you know, for me, this year has been very much remembering why I got into it, which was that feeling of being on the dance floor.
Exactly. 100%, man.
Amazing, man. Well, that was a fantastic set. Thank you so much. Thanks for being part of this. Thanks for allowing us to broadcast it.
Thanks, Gareth. It's an absolute pleasure, man.
Absolute pleasure. So, we are continuing. We have one more set left, the set of Andrew Real. Hopefully, you're still with us. Those of you that have been awake since the start, there are some of you there. Should we do a cheers, by the way? Cheers for that amazing set. Those of you that have been here since the start, so much respect for you. You must have some very strong coffee or some strong Red Bull to still be awake. Remember, use the hashtag EFL Day to talk about Andrew Real's set on Twitter. And now we're going to get back. We're going to have a beer. We're going to celebrate this man's set. Back to Andrew Real. Let's do it.
Electric for Life with Gareth Emery. We'll be right back.
sun shine tonight. Let me see your hands up.
Beautiful. once again.
They say that nothing is lost forever, and I know you and
are you guys here? I want you to make some noise for yourself, come on!
We'll be right back. myself the flavors of my life. I've become bitter seeds and poison leaves without you. You represent what's true. I've drained the color from the sky and turned blue without you. These arms lack a purpose, flapping like a hummingbird. I'm nervous cause I'm the left eye, you're the right. Would it not be madness?
We'll be right back.
you still with us. My name is Gareth Emery, and we are here at Stereo Sonic 2015 as part of the Electrophilized EFL Day. The sun has gone down, people are starting to party hard, and what an amazing day it has been. Andrew Rael is on the decks right now. He is absolutely killing it. But I'm just going to interrupt his set for one short moment just to read a few of your tweets. And we're going to start with Jennifer Brown from Texas, USA. Says there are a few of us who have been up for 23 hours and we are here till the end. Fair play, Jennifer. Love that. Spiro Grape says, too hot. My man Gareth Emery, this needs to be an annual thing, but that's already a given. It was not until we started today. I think it now is. We're going to try and work out what to do for next year. So thanks for that. Amanda Dean says, trying to stay up for Andrew Rael, only 30 more minutes to go. You can do it. Nicholas Koshman had EFL Day on all day, then went out clubbing, then came back to EFL Day. This is amazing. I mean, yeah, EFL Day, also great after-party music as well as good pre-party music. And finally, Dan from Perth says, is that a fish tank in front of the DJ deck? It kind of is. We've been discussing this all day, and it's kind of a fish tank without fish. I don't know whether that is still a fish tank, but Dan, you can work that out. Hashtag EFL Day to interact with us on Twitter. But right now, we're going to return to the stage for the last section of Andrew Rael's set, the last set of EFL Day. Let's get back to the music.
Cindy, let me see your hands! Come on! Everyone, put your hands up!
to a higher place.
When I
City, this is my last song. Thank you guys so much. For the last time, I want to see everyone raise your hands up. Come on.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you.